Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. It's your boy once again. It's the G-Man, the Ad-Man. And it's 11 o'clock once again on a Wednesday. And here we are talking adverts. Wow. What a week of adverts. Wow. But we'll start off slow and we'll do the formalities and be nice about it. Welcome to the show once again. Your boy is here, and first of all, I want to thank the guys at Vodacom for yesterday's party. The Next Level launch was insane. There were Kaizer Chiefs players. I saw Itumeleng Khune and a lot of other players, and Itumeleng Khune and his new people and Kaizer Chiefs. And then the Orlando Pirates players. But generally, thanks for a dope party. Advertising once again, I think, won. A launch of an amazing platform that made sure that, you know, Vodacom is at the forefront of dope things once again. This is not a plug. This is a great party. So let's talk about adverts in the past week. I think that, you know, it gets to a point where you can't actually be angry. You know that there's a hysteria. You know the hysterical laugh where you're actually at the pinnacle and at the brink of crazy is that laugh that comes out, because we've seen some amazing things in the past couple of days. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Remember that our number is 0861-555-189, and on Twitter it's at CliffCentral.com. On Facebook it's CliffCentral. On WeChat it's CliffCentral as well. And me, I'm at Blacksim. I've got two guests today that we're going to be interrogating the status quo as has happened in the past couple of days. But we're also just going to be chatting to two dope advertising people that have inspired people like myself and other people in advertising to make dope work. We'll talk about the mess at some point, but most importantly, I want you guys to know that we've got really, really two really great people on the show today. My name is Grant Stoller, creative director at sometimes and all around dope ad guy at most times. The first guy I've got with me today, some of you might know from a very long time ago. He's not very old, but he's old. He's done work on brands including things like Mini, Chanelo. He's done work on he's built some of South Africa's favorite brands, and some of you might know his face, but most of you will know his work. He's now the executive creative director at a place called Dashboard Africa, and I hope every week Duncan messes up the tweet right, and I hope that Duncan doesn't mess it up this time. Ladies and gentlemen, today I also have Mr. Zwelakhe Shabang. Okay, we're gonna try this again. Duncan doesn't understand, guys. Duncan doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
So let me start this again. Duncan doesn't know the stature of the manner of which I speak. But I think he'll understand now. And once again, guys, I have Mr. Zwelakhe Shabangu with me today.
Hola, Duncan. Hola.
Z, what's going on, man?
What do you do, big brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to have you on the show, man.
No, fantastic. First thing gotta do, give a shout out to my fam right back at home. Dashboard Africa, where you at?
Z, you need to know
they're actually in Bryanston, so.
You're not in Tiwa Touch's show, man. Oh. But yeah, man, good to have you on the show. And you know, it was only fitting that, you know, after someone like Wing Wing and Fistas,
yeah,
to have, you know, fellas that we all know represent in the game.
Sure.
But Z is not running solo today.
No, I've got my mentor to my left.
Yeah.
And yes, white people is white. God damn it. How come mentors gotta be white all the time?
Z stole my line. So I've had a few conversations about, you know, so on this show, is it only ever going to be black guys in advertising? Right? But everyone didn't actually know that, well, I mentioned it before, this is actually just going to be a platform where we're all going to talk about everything that affects everything advertising. And unlike every other advertising show that exists out there, no names mentioned. We're just going to have a hangout with everyone that makes advertising. And this next man that is sitting right next to Z, former agency man.
Yeah.
In a very, very big way. We'll get into it. Former agency man in a very, very big way. Has been instrumental in ads that millennials won't know. has shot shot ads when cameras were very, very, very big things for no reason. And then just moved on into making, being the guy behind the camera and behind the ideas, or bringing the ideas to life. Ladies and gentlemen, I've also got Mr. Brett Wild with me.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. It is such a privilege to be the white token white guy on the show today. I have to say, I'll just now go back into my corner and shut up. And you guys just...
I don't think we should ignore the fact that you are the first white person on this show.
Oh! But they sneak in, don't they? They just sneak in. Suddenly he's sitting there, you're going, my God, what the hell? The hell did he get
here? But take no medals. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. Anyway, so it's going to be an amazing show. I've got two of the most amazing minds I know in this game.
Thank you.
Z, let's start with you, my bruv.
Sure, my king.
Tell me what you're up to. What is Zwelakhe Shabangu up to right now?
So right now I'm up to running my own agency in Bryanston.
Boom, ladies and gentlemen.
You know. It had to be done. I can't be talking black excellence and not living it.
That's what
But, you know, for me, it's mostly like the team that I have. You know, I've got a fantastic team back at the agency. I've got the dopest writers, the dopest art directors. We've got animators there. You know, I even have an ops manager. So,
wow. Isn't like that the thing they used to call traffic?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
And what I've become is become a business creative, because, you know, how agencies are structured currently is that we work in silos. So you don't know what finances look like. You don't know what the numbers look like. You don't know, you know, where actually the flow of money is happening. So you're busy with this one project that's going to make the agency 12 rand 50, whereas the one that's going to make us a million, you think is, you know, not worth your time.
I'm so happy you got to a million at some point.
You're
never. Man, I think this is such a dope thing, because a lot of creatives, we never actually get to the, you know, the money side, because for a very long time we've been treated as, I say we, because generally creatives, you know, as the crayons people who never actually get to understand the business game. How's the transition been going from, you know, the guy who makes the dope pictures, and you've made some dope pictures, we'll get to that at some point.
You.
And how's the transition been from that to now I'm also the business part of it?
I think it's because of the people I partnered with in my previous place, which I'll rename nameless for obvious reasons. I worked with my MD and current chairperson, Mpange. So Mpange is like a closer creative.
Yeah.
And I think as creative people, we love the things that money can buy, but we just pay me and let me do my crayon things, you know? So he was like to me, dude, actually, you're the reason people walk into this place.
Right.
They don't come in here for account management.
That's what's up.
They come here for the ideas. So you need to make sure that you understand the full spectrum, the full picture of how that money is made and how more you could make. Because we're very shy to talk about money. That's why, I mean, I sit with my kids when it's appraisal time, and they know they need to get more, but to ask for it, you know what I mean? It's difficult for creative people to talk about what your idea is worth or what your thinking is worth.
Yeah.
And we charge premium at DBA just because, you know, you classify us as small. That's right. It's still the same brain you employed at the big place.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean my brain has shrunk now that the size of the agency I run is slightly less in the digits.
See, that is a lot of wisdom all at once, bro. No, but important wisdom nonetheless, because it's also like, you know, a conversation that I think all of us have seen on social media and all that. Like, you know, when people say, you would never say to your lawyer, just do this for me for exposure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just represent me at a court of law for exposure.
Yeah, for exposure.
But for some reason, creative people have never been able to have money conversations, but have been very happy to say, hey man, I'll do it for the exposure. So I think that's a very, very important conversation.
Absolutely.
How tell me about the name Dashboard.
Well, it used to be just Dashboard Integrated, and I was like, okay, nobody's gonna buy into that. So we Pan-African agency. So the other partners, exactly. You know what I mean? I'm actually flying to Botswana I'll be in Botswana in exactly 7 days to shoot.
Boom.
Yeah, you know what time it is. With my boys at Velocity. Them VA boys, where you at?
See, once again, this is not Timo Tacha's show.
Hey, you see.
It's just trap. Once again, guys.
Yeah, you see.
Ladies and gentlemen, trap is going to kill. Music, once again, is getting in the way of advertising. Z thinks that this is a platform for trap music.
Okay.
But yeah, so what are you guys doing in Botswana?
So we're shooting for one of the biggest telecoms there. Complete relaunch with our partners in Cape Town called W5. So they did the strat. We came up with the creative. Actually, the creative director on that job is someone that I know very well, who shall remain, again, nameless for obvious reasons. But yeah, we work with some really dope. Zach was part of the team. Chetzer was part of the team. So yeah. I always make sure to surround myself with what I call black intelligentsia. That's, you know what I mean? Cats that I can trust, cats that bring their A game every day.
Yeah.
So we're going to be up there next week shooting that. I'm there for about a week.
That's with the VA boys, right?
Yeah, them VA boys. Yeah,
shout out to Gift
and Munaring.
And Munaring, that's what's up. That's what's
and
up.
The Gorgeous Maid, they have a hot producer.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Stop that. Okay. Anyway, like I told y'all, I'm a bit nervous because I got two of the dopest minds, also two of the minds that make me not know what's going to come out their mouths. Mr. Brett Wild, talk to us. Talk to us. You are now.
If I can say anything intelligent, I'm going with him. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's just like, let's not even, you know, I think the learning and the, you know, for, you know, someone my age to be
What age is that? Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
Is this the kind of show?
I'm past 30 now, so, you know.
But Mr. Wild, Brett Wild is one of the biggest minds at Hammersmith and Elephant. But talk to us about what you guys are up to right now. What is Hammersmith and Elephant up to right now?
Well, we're shooting shit. You know what I mean? We're shooting stuff. So we're making ads. At the same time, we're hanging in with a bunch of guys like yourself.
Yeah.
We're executing those. I spend a lot of time
executing guys like us.
Yeah, in that kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, look, it's a nice script. Only what I would do is none of that. Right. So yeah, we've just been to Durban now. That's been a great place to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, come on. I mean, that place is, where are they hiding that place? Bro? Yeah.
It's amazing. I always find conversations about Durban very, very weird because isn't it where Anand Singh was supposed to have built that big studio thing?
Yeah,
like that's what's supposed to, is it still happening?
Yeah. Yo, just don't let anyone else try and use it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the, is that the catch?
Yeah, because every time I've ever shot in Durban, right, I've always felt like, it's on the brink, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, catering is good, but it could be...
Yeah, but you got to drop the catering, you know what I mean? You just got to say, hey, bro, it's okay. We'll pick up some shit on the way back.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you get into that place and your backdrops and the heat and
it's actually a very, very beautiful part of our country that I think that, we should all be shooting more stuff.
We go to Cape Town a lot. So does everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
I'd rather us say, well, let's own a certain place that we come up with our stuff.
That's what's up.
You know, and come back, you know, for me, that's the spot.
And you know what? I think it actually takes conversations amongst ourselves or whatever. To actually just go, hey man, there are places up that coast that we are not shooting only because we don't know what the capabilities are in that part of the world.
Well, there's a comfort, you know, in production. What happens is that there's a lot of money involved usually.
Yeah.
So then you have to go to the place you know.
No one's really
trying to go to places they don't know. And we keep introducing that to to the process. And we win it to some point. And we've got to pull it off.
Yeah.
But I think it just gets scary. You know, it's just like, okay, have they got studios there? Do they have a light? No, they don't have a light. Okay, but that's okay. We can get our own light.
Yeah.
What that?
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brett Wild will come at you with the facts and with the knowledge of this game because he's been doing it for a bit.
It's got that professor vibe about
it. He does.
It's
so
long, it's getting embarrassing.
but Brett, take us, and you know what? I think let's just get into it. Brett, take us all the way back, man. Mm. So like I said, when I spoke about millennials and things that you won't know about Mr. Brett Wild, I don't know if you guys know that the Toto song, Africa. The ad where the people go and keep drink Castle there. Lager at the top of a building in New York.
In New York, right? Yeah.
This is the man that conceptualized that ad.
Do you know they couldn't get up to the high pitch of those dudes? But that's beside the point.
Can I finish the link?
Sorry.
Anyway, so Mr. Brett Wild is the guy who conceptualized the ad that essentially, I think, started putting the whole idea of us being, I'm not going to say Rainbow Nation, the whole thing about us being the kind of people who hang out together. Doesn't matter where we are. He conceptualized that ad. Take us back, Mr.
Okay,
Mr.
So that was a pretty tough time, eh?
Yeah,
you know
it,
what
it
I mean?
Was, it wasn't, though. Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
What I think is it was a tap into the psyche at the time, right? So yeah. You have a brand that comes to you and says, we're going out of fashion fast. You go, yeah, well, perhaps you should.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, maybe we should just take it somewhere else. They weren't into doing that. Okay, so, but it was based on, there's a lot of people leaving. They're
right.
Going.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
How about we say, well, it doesn't matter where you are, perhaps that this is the one thing that reminds you, let's face it, whatever. I don't even know if we thought about it that deeply. We were just ready to give the client
another goddamn concept. I was about to say, give us the real story.
It was 3 a.m. We were tired of writing scripts for this client. It was the 50th script rewrite. Okay.
Yeah.
We thought it was quite amusing because we just wanted to go to New York or London or somewhere that. The thing is that when we went in there, we went, huh? We presented and the client went, oh, that's just beautiful, man. And we're like, so this is a serious ad? We went, yes, of course it is. Yes,
yeah.
It's a terribly serious ad. No. We had no idea it was going to do what it was going to do.
Mm. Wow.
And it did. It's a great business, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's take a chance. And instead, what's happening, I think, nowadays is that we're all looking deep into it.
Yes.
And researching it. Whoa,
overthinking
back
things.
And then overthinking things, whereas I think creative have an innate in-tune-ness, you should, with things.
Yeah.
And as you know, there's a commercial we're going to discuss today where there was no tune-ness in it because it was obviously just overthought, overcomplicated, you know?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say there?
I don't know. Duncan is making signs.
Okay.
I think you're absolutely right. Because if you don't run with our intuition and make ads from that place,
from the time and place,
you don't find yourself at the top of a building in New York with Crocodile from Sarafina.
Mm. Voila.
You know, if you guys look at that ad, the guy
is Crocodile.
Crocodile is in that ad.
That's funny.
But yeah.
But
I think,
also, Grant,
I think
your point
amazing.
Of reference, how old are you, dude?
Z, I run this show.
I don't want to be remembered by that.
But then, Brett, after that, at some point, you know, the adverts or the making, conceptualizing of adverts got to you, or you ran out of making adverts time. Talk to us about the journey that led you to the East. That led you to
was just, you know, basically we were at Saatchi and Saatchi. We were an agency.
When did you leave? When did you decide I'm going to go? And were you done with us advertising wise, or was it an opportunity to just go somewhere else?
No, I think what happens is you have this ambition and you see yourself right at the top of this thing that is advertising. When essentially what it is that you love doing it. So what happened is we ended up in New York at a table with 12 other apostles and everything looked good and you go, I just don't want to be here. I want to go back to South Africa.
That's what's up.
And direct. But what, there was this beautiful thing that happened and Z and I had touched base before I left. I was freelancing at Ogilvy.
Oh, we're going to get
and
into
he,
that.
And he, yeah, and he had this thing. He said, I just want to do this job with Channel O, man.
Yeah.
And we discussed how we were going to do that. I then went away for, I don't know, 7 months.
Yeah.
And they phoned me at the time and they said, dude, do you want to come back and shoot it? It's just been approved by clients.
Yeah.
Well, how long does it take you guys to get something approved? And the most astounding campaign came out, man.
In
I think
fact,
it was one of the first of its time that did that.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. You know, that was actually the very first time I met Z. When the Luris were in beautiful Sun City.
Yes.
You know, we literally spared no expense
sheesh.
At all.
Not ourselves.
Right.
No, or well, others.
Agency spared no expense. And it was an amazing Channel O campaign that is one of the things that made me go, wow, a lot of things are possible. And if you are in front of YouTube or whatever, if you're at work, go check it out. It's a Channel O campaign that Brett and Z shot together. And it literally had insights into everyone that lives in South Africa, right?
Mm.
And into black folk that didn't make you feel like, wow,
trying too
this
hard.
This is trying, you know?
Mm.
In fact, let's get into that. Z.
Yeah, so I think
you wrote that stuff, right?
Yeah, it was myself, Tembam CB, and Thabo Sesiane.
Yeah.
And then this man over here actually was a creative director before he left. And there's a reason it took 7 months.
Fred, creative director.
Yeah,
I go to the East and then I'll direct.
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly.
No,
depending
no coincidence
on your mood,
at all.
But, yeah,
And I think just to 30 seconds, the reason it took so long, that work at the time, you know, the country was ready for it, but the clients were, guys, do we really want to, you know what I mean, say outwardly we are black and proud, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and Metro was doing it at the time, you know? Yeah. And I said, look.
That's when they did that
beat.
What makes me black?
What makes you black? So the shape of your nose and all those things. So yeah. If you look at the texture of the country at that time, we were seeing it as young people that be ready. And the clients, you know, we're not the people that literally were in tune with the brand. So 7 months later, I'm sure they were. Brad came back and shot the stuff. I mean, we did a campaign called Get Back to Black, you know, because the whole
such
migration
a nice
of,
approach, man.
You know,
that was dope.
Yeah,
that was dope.
You know,
it won gold when the Lurids were still a banquet.
Yeah,
in Sun City.
Yeah,
and I remember seeing that, and even at that time, it was stuff that just made you go, wow, man.
You looked
that
at that
agency
stuff.
Subsequently has never called me back. Oh, but listen, you know,
look,
boom.
I'm going to interrogate the reasons
why.
Quickly
on that, there was a payoff line on Channel O, which the guys wrote, and it's just like decolonized.
Uncolonized. Yeah.
The idea was based on
yeah.
What are you doing? You guys are slipping away from this vibe. Come on back.
Yeah.
And so Z was this representative that was going around going, what's going on, bro? Get back to black.
And this is a question I want to ask both of you. You know, you know, do you guys think that we have literally walked away from the Brave, and that is why, in my small little humble opinion in a corner, I think that we're starting to make work that starts to feel more like strategies than it feels like.
Can I just say one thing quickly on that?
Yeah.
I think that what we're talking about here was done with joy. Please believe me, joy. Yeah. Anything that comes from that place, you can win with.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I think what we might end up being is being a little too serious about and angry and a bit
it's
like,
true,
you
though.
Know, and then you go, oh, and now, of course, everyone's nervous. Whereas these guys came at it with, when you see these commercials, you just love. Mm. Everybody did. There was no uprising against them. Everyone went with that sentiment. It was absolute joy, dude. It was lovely.
That's awesome. And you know, I believe that entirely, because it comes from just like the purity of the idea and enjoying actually what you're doing. And not thinking that your advert must have absolutely a QR code at the end.
Yeah.
You know? Or I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that there's a place for that. Mm. But I find that a lot of us are making ads that are, with idea is compromised by the fact that we wanted to do something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're like a radio ad, like I keep saying, a radio ad must also save a school in Dobsonville.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can it just sell chicken?
Just sell chicken and be brave enough to just be able to sell chicken. And do you find, Z, that in the briefs that land up on your table as well, do you think that you're being asked for that kind of stuff more often? Like stuff that must also do another thing. And how do you tackle that?
Yeah, look, we believe at DBA, you know, that the idea is king. And we say that to clients at first. You get all these people that walk into our clients' boardrooms and say, 60,000 people are on Facebook per second.
Yeah.
You know, how many of them are going to see that ad of yours that is the size of my pinky?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of showing them something that's going to move them, or introducing something that's going to change their minds or change the perception about your brand.
Yeah.
That minuscule thing is not going to change anything. We must stop thinking digital is the new frontier. The first printing machine, printed press.
Boom, I told you I was nervous.
No.
Boom.
Was itself a digital form.
Yeah.
And it's only a platform, guys. Don't get excited.
Yeah.
You know, we still need ideas. Whatever you put out there, make sure it's a big idea.
Just get back to the idea.
Back to the idea. And for me, what's gotten me here, without saying, you know, obviously I've got some little talent. I've had amazing people that have parted me.
Listen to that modesty.
And he's
looking at me, by the way.
You guys can see it.
Yeah.
Are the brave clients, man.
Yeah.
If you look at the work Channel O has continued to produce, it's because it's brought on people that are brave enough to buy that client. You know, I've got Luida now. I've got Nkateko now. I've got Victor now. I've got Kuklano now.
Yeah.
You know, they're still buying and demanding that great work.
No plug zone.
So, you know what I mean? So for me, it's great to have. And I've had this... I've had this brand on my lap for 15 years. Yeah.
But I mean, also on the flip side of that though, is that, you know, you also have real conversation of people saying, there's also like this recession conversation,
yeah,
you know, that hovers above all of us, you know? Yeah. And we, can we be that harsh on clients when they're saying, I need my ads to start working harder because of said recession, you know? I know this, but to be fair, and we can have that chat as well, like where they go, my marketing budget has shrunk.
Mm.
So I can't actually afford to make a brand ad and also talk hard sell, blah blah blah. So so words, beautiful words like retail get
Hello.
Born. You know what
Hello,
I mean?
Boomtown.
You know what I mean? So why
did they think that because of an economic downturn, you should turn down the thing that works in the industry?
Which
in order for it to become more efficient, in order for it to work,
yeah,
let's pull the ideas back, people.
Mm.
Let's pull the moving of people and all that, and let's just become more information driven. That's just fear that comes through, bro.
But I think and that makes perfect sense. And most of the clients that people like you and I deal with are also like multinationals. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
So they're getting pressure. They're getting pressure from somebody out there saying, "Where are my numbers?" Right. Mm. So they can make a love ad, which we all love making because, you know, and we know the value of it because it you know, you can make as like the channel low stuff, but they have to at some point go, "You shrunk my budget and you're still expecting this,"
mm,
you know, and they still go, So guys, I want to give you the love projects, but at the same time, I've also still got...
Yeah, but you see, the language we're using already is starting to die. You know, we're essentially, yeah, what Z was talking about now was moving people.
Right.
Do you want people to move across to your brand from where they are or not?
Yeah.
Do you think, how much longer can you cut the price out of it right, before it becomes something that's just cheap and nasty?
Yeah.
And that's how you want us to advertise it? Or do you want us to come back and say, this is the bomb, let's move, yeah, you from where, mm, you are here and put you over here?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is essentially the conversations that we should be having in tough times, as opposed to the,
yeah,
immediate effect needs to be now and we need to sell this for a certain amount. You go, well, how long do you want, yeah, to last for? Because,
yeah,
you know what, 3 years, 4 years before your brand is completely gone.
Yeah.
You know, jungle and oats, you know what I mean? Where are you?
I mean, I play it right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I play devil's advocate in this regard, but like, you look at brands like McDonald's and people like Coca-Cola. Mm. They've even amongst the noise of the recession and blah blah, have still gone, we can still do the love, you know, because that's what your brand represents. And I guess you can kind of go, that's you zagging when everyone's zigging, for lack of a better expression, because when everyone's shouting price, 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 and you go, hey, this brand still represents a certain thing, it makes you stand out. But I don't think we can actually be too harsh on the brands that go, hey man, I've only got a million.
No, I absolutely, and that's reality, right?
Yeah.
And that's reality. But I think for me,
yes, Brit's giving us
I don't think he had to spend more. I think you say, yeah, great, we've got less money, let's be cleverer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I hear you.
So let's give
you
an ad, because we're not Kellogg's, let's say.
Yeah.
So Kellogg's can afford to pepper that media.
Right.
Okay. So their ads don't have to be. The ads can be quite obsequious.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now you've got a client to say,
obsequious.
You got
word of the day.
Also.
yeah. Sorry. You know, sorry, Brett.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to take. Oh, God. Are they advertising on the screen? All right. We just lost that client. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So now you've got $1 million, you go, cool, let's work a lot harder. Let's go in there and jab these guys right between the eyeballs with something fantastic.
Mm.
Channel gotcha.
O didn't cost a lot of money, bro, but it's a memorable thing that's still 10 years down the line.
Yeah.
It's a great
Wow. Report. Speaking of a lot of money, Brett, let's talk about that. Do ads still cost 6 million rand?
Some do, but then Keith comes in.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Yeah, there are some that do cost that much money, but
I know it's a controversial space to go in, right? Because you know, every now and then there's also a guy who's going to walk in and say, hey guys, I can also shoot for 10,000. It's going to be crap, but it's 10,000.
Yeah.
You know, and I ask you that because I still believe that there's a lot to be said for production value.
Very much so,
And you can literally tell the difference between ads where somebody has gone, bless you, Duncan, Yeah, we can say somebody has spent a lot of money on an ad because they've invested in the production value, but at the same time, this other reality still exists.
I think what happens is that old story about, hey, listen, I want that Mercedes Benz over there. He has a Fiat budget. Can you go and get me that? You go, shh, how about no? Unfortunately, you're expected to keep up there, I think. And we do try really hard. We've managed to do it cleverly and because there's integrity involved.
I agree.
Not money at the end of the day. So they've got us by... They've got us.
Hey, this is Central. You can say what you want. Brad, they've got us by the what?
By the chidebis.
That's what's up.
By the gonads. By the balls, gentlemen.
By the kahunas.
That's dope. All right, y'all. I've still got Z and Mr. Brett Wild in the studio. Give us a call. If you want to ask the cat something, ask them anything, really, on 0861-555-189 or on Twitter at CliffCentral.com or hit me up at BlackSim or on Facebook, Cliff Central, or on WeChat, Cliff Central. We're going to play one track, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Ama Everything.
Hey,
and we are still here. Me hanging out, this G-Man, the ad man, hanging out with Zolaka Shabangu, top-notch big cat at Dashboard Africa Integrated, and hang out with the Brett Wild, top-notch big cat at Hammersmith and Elephant. And before that song was played, there were one or two shots that were fired, but you know, we're adults here, you know what I mean, and that's cool. I would say that, you know, the first half of the show we talk about the serious stuff, you know, get that out the way and stuff, you know, introduce some of the best minds in this game. But now, so let me give you guys a bit of background on about what I'm talking about. So Friday or Saturday throughout this weekend, there was an ad that came out, and you know, the show's perspective on everything ad wise is always, look, bad ads happen to good people all the time. So this is not an attack on anyone who made any kind of advertising, but this is a general conversation that has to be had. It has to be had, and not about a particular person or about a particular agency, but it's literally about, guys, we literally have to have this conversation. And we're going to have it frequently, all the time, until we change the status quo. You know, it lives in the same place as people, black folk, dancing for debit cards and rice and baked beans and chicken and swiping everything. You know what I mean? But this, hold on one second. So we've got somebody who's just trying to contact the show right now. Pumi is trying to get hold of us right now. What's on your mind, Pumi?
I'm so sad that you actually have to have this conversation about this particular ad. And bad advertising does happen to good people. But we should actually point fingers at people like agencies and creatives, women, and clients. People must be shamed and named for bad advertising. Because we should know better. We should know better. Thank you for taking my call, Msagaz.
So good of you to pop by. That,
look, we will talk about it, but once again, no shaming and naming or whatever is never the intention on this show. This show is really just about going, we know it's happening, and how are we all collectively going to change that, Pumi? So I'm going to give more background once again before I was interrupted by the fearsomeness of Sarafina. There was an ad that came out and literally it just said, you know,
Go on, get it.
Just go in.
Let me get in there. Gloves stay on good. Though. Right? So there was an ad that just kind of said, San Bonani, Ama Weekends. Right? And it was for a brand of alcohol. And you can see what the intention was. The intention was to say, every weekend, I'm a chance, right? I can't say without making that point.
Yeah, you
need
the
it better than
but,
it is.
But it just left a horrible taste in just everyone's like mouth because it just like, no, hold on, calm down, Z. And it's just in my opinion, it bears testament to just getting conversations going in the agencies about what work leaves your agency.
Yeah.
But then there's also a process, right? That goes, you know, I go to the brand managers and whatever, without calling out anyone. I just think that it made people feel very, very weird because it felt unresearched and complete. Research is a bad word. It felt like nobody was thinking when they put the ad out.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put it to both you guys. Like, so tell me what you think, how you think stuff like that ends up out there.
Look, our audience understands, but I think the expanded audience perhaps doesn't. There's nothing that leaves the agency without the creative director's knowledge.
Right.
You know, or the accounts person.
Yeah.
There's nothing that leaves the client's office without the brand managers and the brand directors knowing about it.
Yeah.
Everything gets signed off.
Yeah.
So that piece of work, somebody and a lot of somebodies felt that is the right way to communicate to this certain market.
Right.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
They deserve. Neil Mashiko always says, agencies get the kind of creatives they deserve. And you know the consumer gets the work that they deserve. So that this is what they thought their target market deserved to be spoken to.
Shots fired.
Okay,
so Brett, to
second that.
Your take, sir.
I don't know if there's nothing that you can argue about that. What's he saying?
Yeah. Okay.
I just want us to get back to that larger picture of why such ill-conceived crap gets out there.
Because I think that's the bigger conversation.
It's not about this ad,
it's about the bigger conversation.
That's right, let's go there.
Mm. Yeah.
Because let's use it, unfortunately, we're going to have to use it as an example of things that do get out there, that don't touch base. It's horrible, okay? Yeah. You guys were insulted, you felt personally insulted, you felt insulted to the color of your skin, insulted. Okay, so let's get to the base of how you felt originally, right?
Mm. Just basic grammar.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But then you sobered up the next day and you said, come on, let's talk about this thing, right?
Yeah.
So let's just take it, in my mind, as the whole situation of us not supporting ourselves as our abilities as agencies and as creatives and as a great given institution to clients to say that we think that this is the right way to go about things. So what happens is we get fed back because of that fear that you spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, budget cuts, whatever. But then it feels like the arse has been cut out of agencies so that they can't represent themselves anymore. And you end up with a client ad that doesn't touch base. So let's say that's perhaps what happened because it's an example of us not...
Mm. Yeah, I want to be careful. Like I said, I want to be careful to not make it about this particular ad. Right? Yeah.
It's an example
picture. Completely.
The whole picture needs to pick up its socks a bit.
Because
you know?
Exactly. Because I feel like my personal view, right, is the fact that I think, you know, you can have people who conceptualize the ads at a certain level, right? Mm. But there's a level where things get approved, right? And at that level
is inside agencies.
On both sides. And at that level is where I think proper representation is obviously missing, right? Mm. Because if I'd walked past a room where somebody was reviewing that, I'd say, guys, right?
Mm.
Because I have an opinion on that and I just happen to have a certain level of seniority in that
space. So what's that? That is taking a strong point. So I see that as a strength. So agencies, if you take a bad example of that ad, but you take great examples of strong agencies,
But it's not just agencies, Brett. It's agencies, and then it also has to cross the road
across to the other clients. No, I'm saying that starts there in the agency. Yeah. Starts there with the agency saying, we know what we're doing. Mm. We're confident in what we're doing. And we go across the road there and we say, and they fight back, you know, because they're not getting it.
Yeah.
But you still go, no, I'll tell you what, we're going to do it the way that we see. And I've watched that agency, the King James agency, go back to clients and say, actually, we don't agree with you. Yeah. And look at the beautiful work and the way that they've handled some of these accounts that could have essentially been an awful
commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
When you talk about South Africa.
Shout out to Good Work,
shout out to Good Work.
Yeah.
So maybe, dude, you know, like you say, you're just talking about strength. I need that little guy that came up with that to be supported against the road, across the road.
Sure. It's such a big conversation, guys, because it's also how we end up with what happened later in the week. Right?
Yes.
So later in the week, there is another piece of work that comes out on social media that makes everyone just go, so you have a very important piece of information that you have to get out there, right? Mm. People who suffer from a certain ailment, right, have to change their behavior, right? Mm. And there's a way that you can do that and be sensitive to everything around you that you don't make everyone who sees that ad go, what year is this? Right? No, on the real. On the real, though. Because that's how I felt when I saw it. And I thought, guys, Mari, if you're gonna say and to everybody listening, I mean, if you're sitting in front of a computer, go look at the ad that just says Haibo Wena. And just type Haibo Wena onto YouTube and it'll come up and look at it, right? This once again is not a platform for us to attack anyone. I just want us to have the conversation.
We want to make it better, exactly, guys. Okay.
And anyone just goes and then Brett, right? You listen to the track and you go, guys. Yeah. First of all, to me, it harks back to things like Haibo Wena. Reminds me of Fanagolo, which is a thing that obviously has a very bad history in our country, right? Somebody should have been sensitive enough to kind of go, I don't think we should go down this route, right? And then, to me, what added a certain level of insult is the fact that somebody said, and then we should get somebody with a very clear Afrikaans accent singing a Fanagolo line in a track about, you know, and all it is for me is just look around you and be sensitive to what's going on in your country, in your environment, and just make those calls.
Hey, I've got a thought. So, you know, in this country, there is still a large element of that, you know,
of what?
The backward white, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to give it a name, but of course there is that, and there's either side, whatever. Maybe every now and then it sneaks through.
Yeah.
And it hits our radar and you go, damn.
Just to remind us.
Just to remind us that there is that element. Yeah. Because we live in a wonderful world, guys. Mm. We're ready. We're progressive. We want to push our clients forward. Mm. And of course, this industry should.
Yeah.
But every now and then, something like that pops up and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
That shit's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a non-gentle reminder.
You know what I mean? So tell me how, like once again, I always just like to think that we should put ourselves in the shoes of everybody in this thing.
Yeah.
If a dashboard Africa, a brief like that comes on, and we've all had briefings where you feel like somebody's giving you the idea, right?
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but if a brief lands up on your table and somebody feels that something like this is what is going to work, how do you handle something like that?
You fire the
client. Shame, man. Look, now you're making me feel bad because now you're making me think the agency was told to go do this.
And I'm not saying that's what happened here. Mm. But what I'm saying is we always need to kind of take the whole view of this thing into perspective. You know? The agency might have come up with this by themselves. They might have said, we know the solution. Let's get Dozy to sing, you know, Haibo Wena.
Yeah.
Right? Because matriarchal society, we could just like, right? And they could have come up with that by themselves. But the flip side of that is when you find yourself in the corner where somebody's telling you that's what they think is going to work, how do you back out of that?
No, you just said, I don't think this is what we should be doing. This is what we should be doing. You know what I mean? You present, that's why they hired us. Yes. You know, you don't go to a doctor and say, you know, give me nevirapine because,
cut here.
No, you know, you go to them because they have a certain level of expertise that, you know, that you acquire out of them. But for me, you know, we are all members of Black Twitter here. And to all my white friends there, it's not a real thing, but it's a real thing. Black Twitter. And the narrative in the past 6-12 months is like, you know, ads don't see like black people. You know, we're all, like you're saying, Grant, we're always dancing. And I said to my teams, in in our past meetings that watch the next we're gonna dance for is funeral plans. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because now it's
that's fucked up.
No, it's gonna get there. You'll see Desmond Dube with his aunt. They'll be
You know they're not related.
Don't give them any ideas.
Oh, you see, I'm doing that thing that Grant says happened. But it's just a narrative as well.
Fucked up, man.
It's just a narrative, and I think I know this sounds like a sell. Work like that will never come out of DBA, you know, because we respect the people that we create work for, irrespective of their background, their level of education, you know, their class and all those kind of things. So we respect our clients and our consumers.
Why don't we do that? Why don't you put that across
and
say, let's stop this now. Come, let's help us. Let's help this process. I think you can. I think you guys have got a fantastic opportunity to nip it in the bud. You know what I mean? As opposed to us commenting on it and saying, shit, this makes me feel really awful.
But
he has a plan.
But Brett,
Come and talk to us first if you feel like you're not, not getting
but now,
it.
But now, Brett, here's the flip side. When it arrives at your desk, right? Let's say people like me and Z have been oblivious to the reality of it, and now it lands up on your desk, right? And you know that someone's asking you to shoot something that is going to offend a shitload of people.
Because it's shot by a director.
So a director has to shoot it, right? Yeah. So how do you react to that?
You have the opportunity. I always think you have the opportunity to come back with whether it's a treatment, whether it's a script writer. To steer it away from that. I love the fact that we get these opportunities at every step of the way. You turn around to those dudes and say, this director has given us a treatment that managed to dodge the bullet here. In fact, I would see that and say, how about we try this, guys? And I swear to God, there's a way. In everything, there must be 100,000 different ways of doing it. Just not that way. You know, and then if they, you know, usually it has been, it has happened to me before. And the agency has chosen Keith. I'm joking. I mean,
shots fired.
No. What I'm saying is
Brett Wild, y'all.
I love the fact that you guys can do this now. Get out there. And I'm thinking about it now. Let's stop the dancing, dude. Let's just, you know, people just don't think about it.
Anyway.
Cool.
Wow.
Nice work, chaps.
Guys. Here we are. Here we are again. And the hour flies by.
Yes, sirs.
We have so much to talk about. And it feels like, you know, every time across from me are people that I can chat to the whole day. And that's the intention of the show. The show is a hangout where we chat about advertising issues and just try to find out how to make it better. Right? And the hour's flown by again. I just want to say, one day, when we're big, we'll have more than an hour and we can thrash these things out once again.
They'll never stop us.
But most importantly for me, I think that, you know, what we've experienced in the past weekend has made a lot of people very, very angry, and I think with good reason. And only because I think that we should start having conversations more amongst each other, just to understand the sensitivities and the realities of where we all exist. But because people like you and me exist, this thing's gonna be fine. This game is in good hands.
It's in good hands.
And we're gonna continue to make dope work. I want to thank once again Mr. Brett Wild.
Thank you so much for having that token white guy on the show. I really appreciate the effort that you guys have put in on me.
That's fantastic.
And once again, I want to thank Mr. Zola Kishabangu, the other head hon chisel. Right. And once again, like I always say, if this show was on a Friday, we'd have tequila. Thank you.
A parting shot for me.
Yes, sir.
Give black agencies your trust. That's all we want. Give us trust so we can show you some great work.
Beautiful.
Don't make us second fiddle to some big agency. We can do it on our own. Thank you.
He's also not wearing any outfit today. he speaks from the heart. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here once again next week. Download the podcast. Play it for your moms. We didn't sway too much. I didn't say anal this week, so you can play it for your mom. And thanks to the guys that came through to your studio. One.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.